You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest in this segment from Luke's Landing in Ann Arbor, we've got Leona Foster, who, Leona, correct me if I'm wrong, you are the starter and the owner of Luke's Landing, correct?
Yeah, it is. Yes, I am.
Beautiful. And you've brought some visitors with you. Can you tell us who you've brought with you?
Yeah, starting here, and if you were here, you would see I have Gundophilus, a little gray kitten who is wandering around the table, walking through the equipment as we're sitting here. Another little kitten named BG. He is from Bowling Green, so hence the name BG. And then we have Laverne and Shirley, a mother and daughter combination. So we've got quite a group here this morning.
Well, you have, and it's absolutely one of the cuter displays, as I see we're taking a drink out of one of the cups.
Gundophilus is in everybody's stuff.
I see that. And Rick, the reason why we've got these ladies in here is Luke's Landing is a very interesting rescue organization in that they actually rescue cats that have feline leukemia.
That's right.
And that's a disease that causes a lot of people to not want to have cats. Why don't you explain why you started this, Leona, and how this whole thing came about?
I started about 4 years ago. It'll be in November. I've always been a cat lover, and I decided that I wanted to do something that could be a benefit beyond just owning rescue cats. And I talked to veterinary friends, and cats that have a hard time being placed include ones with feline leukemia, ones that also have FIV, which is equivalent of kitty AIDS, if you will, and also geriatric cats, because cats are living longer. And the ones that absolutely have the hardest time getting homes and are usually, unfortunately, euthanized are feline leukemia cats.
Sure, sure. And thank you so much for being here. This is a fantastic topic. I think there's a lot to be learned out there. The listeners won't really fully appreciate unless they really get the full emotion and view of this particular situation. I'm sure many hearts have been broken over characters like this. We're looking at, is his name Gandhi?
Gundophilus.
Gundophilus. Okay. Gundophilus is this great little kitten drinking out of her water dish. That's not her water dish.
It's mine.
That's yours.
It's mine.
And it's just the cutest gray little kitten. I've had some experience in the past with feline leukemia and that we've tried rescuing kittens from peril circumstances. One was a situation in Old Town where we found him in the garbage dumpster.
Yep.
And once you get him to size, you have him checked out, only to find out it's feline leukemia.
That's right.
And you are right. They are just impossible to place. They are very difficult.
That's right.
So my hat's off to you. That's fantastic. You are an angel.
Thank you.
You are an angel. That's fantastic. So tell us more about what led you to this and how has the journey been? How can you handle it?
The journey's been interesting. We started in November of 2007. Four came the very first day with a couple of rescue groups, one out of the Brighton area and then one out of the Ann Arbor area. And since then, we've steadily grown. My original vision was probably only 10. I have a 30 by 30 garage that looks like a giant kids' room. Everybody that comes in says it's nicer than most of their kids' playrooms.
Sure.
Walkways and things up above. And we've grown to where we have 25 now. We have actually had 27 pass before them. So
okay.
I've actually had, in the last 4 years, roughly 52 cats.
Okay.
And it's been an interesting journey. It's tough. Every time you lose one, it's a very emotional experience.
Right.
But I keep coming back to they've gotten a good quality of life, even though they don't have a lot of quantity of life.
Right. And you can't help but not hold back in giving them attention and love. You know, you're the game, right?
Yeah.
And they're your game. That's
they
fantastic.
Are, and you. I have a good group of volunteers because you just want to give them that love, and they're also happy with their brothers and sisters. They have a good time, and the volunteers also help make a difference.
Leona, briefly, can you explain what exactly feline leukemia is and how it affects the cats?
It is. I know fairly well from talking to my veterinarians. It's a retrovirus, and what that means is it's passed by bites or saliva or any other kind of fluid transfer. And cats may have it and then give it to their kittens, which I've had quite a few of those. The kittens have it, or through biting or fighting. Basically, it goes into the bone marrow, and it resides in there. And at some point, the immune system isn't strong enough to fight off lymphoma or other things that come out of it. And usually it's something like they become severely anemic because they either they stop producing red blood cells, or a tumor develops somewhere in their body. And that's basically it. It's tied into the bone marrow.
It doesn't seem to affect their personality, I can see here.
In fact, I think the way it does affect it is a very positive, with the exception of two that I know were people must have had and then dumped them because they couldn't afford them or whatever. The rest of these are all feral cats, and they are the most loving, friendly cats. And normally, feral cats, as you know,
right.
would not
right.
be
right.
very friendly.
Right. No, these are great cats. My lap is filled. I've got fur everywhere.
Well, Rick, I keep saying they're drawn to the fish.
Exactly.
You got to know what you're famous for.
That's right.
So, Leona, let me ask this question. If someone were interested in adopting these or fostering these cats, what exactly are you looking for? Are both of the above, I assume?
Probably more the fostering would be the main thing. I do this actually as kind of a second full-time job. I've kind of said that I'm going to keep these kind of as a permanent home, but fostering would be a great thing. If people could take them in or help place them, that would be ideal.
I would have to assume there's plenty more out there. It's not like you're going to have a problem with supply.
No.
Yeah.
Supply, and it's very, for me, it's very tough to say no, and I know Susie can attest to the fact
that
we've gotten to the number we have because I have a hard time saying no.
Right.
And as a 501c3, I imagine funds are always something that you can use as well. If people are interested in donating to you or contacting you and finding out more about your organization, how do they do that?
The website, it's Luke's Landing, LeukesLanding.org. And I have a PayPal. You can donate there. You can send to the address there. If you want to reach out to me, you can send me an email and phone number. Those are both listed there as well.
Fantastic. We've been talking this morning with Leona Foster, who is the founder and the owner of Luke's Landing, which is a rescue group that is geared toward cats who have feline leukemia, but are, I can absolutely attest, phenomenally friendly cats, beautiful, and thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure sharing my water glass. With
thank you
the guest that you brought into the studio. And Rick, now we're going to shift gears and we're going to continue the talk about rescue cats, but we've got a local rescue organization, and joining us in the studio is Sarah Vickery, who is the founder and the owner of the Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue out in Grand Ledge. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. When you were with us last, we were just a wee pet show, barely in existence.
little toddler.
Just having started, but now we've lasted for a year and a half, as have you. And unfortunately, as we're talking before you're coming on the show, it sounds like the challenge is getting bigger, not smaller. We were trying to make it so all the cats were rescued.
And was, oh, gosh,
and
I wish.
And there was no more work for you to do. But that's not the case,
The case. Do you want to help us understand the problem?
Yeah, unfortunately, in Michigan, I mean, everybody realizes that the economy is in the toilet and people are losing their homes, and unfortunately people don't have that extra little bit of money to maybe get that stray spade that showed up at their house type stuff. So we're fielding even more calls than ever about I'm losing my home and I can't keep my cat. I found this stray and she's had kittens and I just can't afford to get anything done. And so we are busier than ever.
And how has that impacted your organization in terms of space, in terms of people, in terms of resources?
Space is the biggest, one of the biggest problems we have. We currently are caring for about 150 cats. And there's just no more room at the inn, basically.
Yeah.
We probably get close to 30 to 50 cats that are trying to get in the program a day. And being a in-home foster care organization at our capacity, there's just no way that right. we can accommodate that number.
Wow.
So it's really unfortunate, but we try to help people as much as we can with other resources, low-cost spay-neuter, free spay-neuter for low-income people. But the answer is a lot of times, no, we just don't have space right now.
So anything that you can do to help, increase the capacity so that you can take more in?
There is actually something that we are planning for that. Thank you, Rick. We currently are looking at being able to purchase a new headquarters, and that would allow us much more capacity for number of cats that we can reasonably mm-hmm. take care of mm-hmm. and would allow us to really expand our volunteer programs and increase the amount of work that really can be done on behalf of the feline population that is homeless right now.
Right.
So we are running a fundraiser to try to get enough money for a down payment, and mm-hmm. that facility would also allow us to have open adoption hours at the location where we could probably double our adoption numbers.
Right.
Last year, we adopted out 350 cats,
okay.
and I would just jump up and down if we could do 700 in the year 2012.
I think we would jump up and down with you. Let's talk about that fundraiser. Where, when, how's that going to take place?
We're going to launch it in a couple weeks, and basically it's a capital campaign. We're hoping to be able to raise $25,000, and that would set us with being able to pay for a down payment on a new place, and it would also give us the operating budget for the transfer and some renovations. Obviously, any place we would purchase, like if it had carpet, we'd have to rip that out.
Sure.
Cats can't have carpet for cleaning purposes.
Sure.
But we have raised about half of what we need, and we think that $25,000 more would push us right over the edge and make this dream a reality.
That's fantastic.
Well, there you go. Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue in Grand Ledge. Let everybody write that down and remember it. That's who's here. And if you want to see more of the 100-a-day cat population find homes and not have to be on the street or euthanized, this is the way to do it. So,
yeah, Sarah, what is your website?
Our website is www.mmcr.petfinder.com, and there's lots of different ways that you can make a donation. And when you make a donation on behalf of this campaign to get a new headquarters, you really are not only helping one cat, you're helping thousands of cats for a lifetime.
Right. Sarah, one question I want to ask you when it comes to adopting out cats, one of the groups that we're highlighting on today's show are the black cats, because the truth is we've heard from a lot of folks that they're a lot less likely to be rescued. Is that what you've experienced as well?
Unfortunately, yeah. People don't, black cats aren't the ones that are the pretty colors that people are, their eyes are drawn to initially. People also have, whether they realize it or not, sometimes a predisposed negative feeling towards black cats due to, their connotation with witches, or it actually started with the Black Plague in the, hundreds of years ago.
Right.
But they just aren't the ones that are your first to look at, usually.
Right. Well, and that's something that, again, every cat is not the one that everyone wants the most, but they make wonderful pets, and that's the important lesson that's coming out of today's show.
For sure. Black cats, I have foster cared for about 3,000 cats, personally, in the last 12 years, and I have found black cats to have the best temperament, the best personality. They are the most entertaining. They are really, really great cats. They typically have a lot fewer genetic issues, genetic health issues than other different kinds of breeds or breed mixes. And they just are phenomenal animals.
Well, let's in the Lansing area, those that are listening, let's put a backspin on the black eight ball, okay? Let's go into our local rescues and ask for a black kitten, okay?
That's exactly what needs to be
done.
Or
let's do one step better and ask for a black adult.
A black adult kitten. There you go. That's the recipe. That's the that's on the menu today. You need to go to your local rescue and find yourself a friend.
Or if you can't do that, then you can just donate to the Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue or to Luke's Landing. Either one of them are great places to do that. So we've been talking this morning with Sarah Vickery, who is with us from the Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue in Grand Ledge. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the show and for everything you do. Lansing really appreciates it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break with Dr. Kerry Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hate.